What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. You can follow my co-host Big Dave Watson at Bowl, B-A-W-L Sports. Up ahead on today's episode, we got to talk about the NBA Scouts and Executive Survey that ESPN dropped yesterday that has DeMar DeRozan to the Bulls as the least liked move of the 2021 NBA offseason. We'll also dabble in the Bobby Marks latest column for ESPN about the look down to 2022 free agency in the NBA, because there are some heavy Bulls implications in there as well. All of that ahead on today's Locked On Bulls. Let's go.
You are Locked On Bulls, your daily podcast on the Chicago Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Here are your hosts, Matt Peck and Big Dave Watson.
And off we go. Another episode of Locked On Bulls. I'm Matt. That's Big Dave. If you want to be a part of the conversation, we did some texts and emails yesterday. 331-979-1369 is the number. LockedOnBulls@gmail.com is the email address. And we'll kick off next week with some fresh voicemails that we have waiting for us in the inbox. Big Dave, how are you, my friend? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, sir. Great weekend coming up. SummerSlam is happening tomorrow on Saturday. CM Punk might show up on AEW wrestling tonight. It's a very exciting time. So when I get in the group chat today, Matt, just know that's what me and John are going to be on. Just letting you know that's what's going to go down.
Cool. Wrestling talk. I'll be reading a bunch of texts that look like Chinese algebra to me. And I'll just be like, whatever. I hope you guys are happily enjoying whatever it is that you're talking about. Also, fair warning for today's episode. If you hear a fighter jet come flying right past my window, that's what's going on, because they are getting ready with their test runs for the Aaron Water Show here in Chicago weekend. And I've had like a flyover every 5 to 10 minutes or so. So if it sounds scary, like my condo is about to get attacked by bombers, don't worry. It's just the Aaron Water Show practicing for the weekend. Big Dave, before we dive into this NBA Scouts and Executives survey that had Bulls fans up in arms the other day, I want to start with this. So on our previous episode, we were talking about who Bulls fans might, you know, attach themselves to as their new, you know, favorite player. Maybe not the best player on the team, but favorite player. And we were talking about Caruso and Alex Caruso's look, and whether, you know, some Bulls fans or maybe even myself should just like adapt the Alex Caruso look.
Yes.
Earlier this morning on Twitter, Joe Hughes said, "Hey, Matt, just finished listening to the latest episode. I have a challenge for you. If the Bulls get a top four seed, you need to go Caruso. Shaved head, headband, the whole nine yards. Bulls Nation deserves this." I quote tweeted Joe and said, deal. So here it is. I'm laying it right now for the record. If the Bulls finish the 21-22 NBA season with one of the top four seeds in the Eastern Conference, for the duration of the Bulls playoff run, I will shave my head, rock a headband, and go Alex Caruso. This is my promise to you, Bulls Nation.
What? Yo, what? I'm a little speechless right now, yo. Yo, Matt. Oh, my God. We just had this discussion, didn't we? Didn't we just talk about this? We just had this discussion like yesterday about shaving your head. If the Bulls get a four seed, you will shave your head and rock a headband. Oh, I have so many thoughts. I mean, first of all, I believe you. Matt is a man of his word. If he says it, he's going to do it. I don't want to see this, but I can't wait to see this. Like, you put me in a horrible position, Matt. Because I'm like, oh, man, I don't want Matt to have to shave his head off. Eh, but the Bulls get a four seat. Like, I don't, you know, like, what do you want me to do here? Like, oh, my God. Well, you can still wear a hat. You like hats. So you can still put a hat on if you don't like it. But you've seen yourself without hair. So you kind of have an idea of what your head is like. You've seen it more recently than most people, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And look, when I'm not in full Caruso getup, and I don't have the headband on, if I'm not, you know, in front of this camera doing this podcast or whatever, I'll just put a hat on. It'll be fine. But you know what? I couldn't say no. I couldn't say no. Somebody you could. threw that dare, whatever you want to call it, a dare, a challenge in front of me. And maybe it's just the mood that I'm in right now, being optimistic about these Bulls offseason moves. And the fact that I feel like we are, as a fan base, ready to embrace Alex Caruso. He is ours now. He is going to be a fan favorite out there every night.
He is.
And you know what? Like you just said, I thought about it the same way. If the Bulls get a top four seed in the East, I won't care that I'm going to shave my head and put on a headband.
Wow, like, man.
Like, hey, that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. And if it makes some of you out there happy for whatever stupid reason, that's what we're here for. That's what I'm here for. I want to make my fellow Bulls fans happy.
See, the shock is because you're talking to somebody, you know, with hair. So, you know, it means something to me. Like, I'm like you said, you can't say no. Like, yeah, I dare you to ask me that question. Like, I will greet you with the fastest no you ever gotten in your life. Like, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. But, man, that says a lot about you, Matt, because that says a lot about your fandom also, about this team, why people really enjoy you and this podcast, actually, because of that reason. This man is willing to say, you know what? Screw it. I'm shaving it off. I love Caruso. And Alex Caruso, I'm going to need you to see this also, because Matt will take pictures with this hairband on, and he's going to post this on social media when this happens. So I'm going to need you to see this and say something.
Secretly just my plan to become friends with Alex Caruso. We can take a picture together.
I shaved my head to become friends with Alex Caruso.
See, and I would never ask something like that of you, Big Dave, because I know that your dreads are a part of you. I mean, that is your look. I have only known you in all of our time together to be my friend Dave with the beautiful long dreads.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
I don't think you've ever noticed or cared what my hair looks like. Like, you remember, I can't remember if it was the first or second season of Outsiders, but for one random episode, I decided to do a show without a hat on. And we had a bunch of people being like, dude, I thought Peck was bald. Look at all that hair.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. I remember sitting next to you looking at it. I was like, you're not Matt.
If Bulls fans thought I was bald anyway, then what do I care? I'll shave my head. You know, knock on wood, I think it'll grow back.
Yeah. And that's the key thing about Matt. He's like, nope, I've done it before. It'll come back in. I don't want it to be like a Seinfeld episode when the guy was bald all his time and he started growing it back. And then he realized he was bald and he had to get Costanza in there like, yeah, classic horseshoe pattern. That's what I don't want to go down. But your hair is awesome. Like, Matt has a really awesome head of hair. He really, really does. Like, take a look at it. Take a look at that. Look at that wonderfulness right there. Look at that, man. I like when it's messy. You know what I'm saying? He can make it all clean and neat like Mark Schanowski when he got his going on like that. Like, he can do a million things with that. And he's going to cut all of that off for a four seed of the Chicago Bulls and to be Alex Caruso's new best friend.
Yeah. There are many reasons why I said yes to this. But mostly it's about making Bulls fans happy. So there it is. If the Bulls finish top four in the East in 21-22, I will go full Alex Caruso. Joe, challenge accepted.
Wow.
All right. After that tangent, I wanted to address that publicly and say for the record, you can check the receipts. I'm agreeing to this bet. We do have to talk about big picture stuff like NBA executives not believing in the Bulls offseason moves. We will get to that in just a minute. First, a quick word from our friends at Bet Online. Mm-hmm. As always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all of the pro and college football action this season. That's right. It's that time of year again. All eyes are turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. The Bears have their second preseason game right on deck. Fields, cross my fingers, probably going to get some reps. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor contest open now at Bet Online. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus with promo code Locked On. That's right. They'll match you dollar for dollar when you sign up and make your first deposit. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th NFL season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. That's NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports and teams. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait. Take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. And again, that's promo code locked on at sign up. Boom. All right, Big Dave. Not great. Not great. As I was scrolling through my Twitter feed yesterday. Oh, because they do this every year. NBA puts out, or ESPN puts out one of these NBA executives and scouts polls of who had the best offseason, who had the worst offseason. What do we think about the upcoming season? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, best moves of the offseason. The Miami Heat sign and trade to get Kyle Lowry received 5 votes. Jalen Suggs falling to the Magic got 2 votes. And tied for third, the Wizards getting off of Westbrook's contract received a vote. Patty Mills, little under the radar signing, but a solid addition to that Brooklyn Nets squad.
It was,
received 1 vote. And there was 1 vote in favor of the Bulls overall having a strong offseason. So all of their moves collectively, Lonzo, DeRozan, Caruso, etc. So the Bulls did get 1 vote from an anonymous NBA scout or executive who liked what they did this offseason.
Hooray!
On the flip side, and this is what we'll talk about, receiving 3 votes, tied for first, along with just the Pelicans sucking and doing nothing, was DeMar DeRozan to the Bulls. 3 votes among NBA scouts and executives as worst move of the offseason. Dave, what was your initial reaction to this?
Thank you, Matt, for this time and this platform right here. I was very excited to come on here and discuss this. So you're telling me, first of all, before I even get to me, so what you're telling me is a team that was hot ass juice last year and was complete atrocity last year and even the year before.
Hot ass juice.
You know, yes. So you're telling me a team that was bad revamped their entire starting five, put multiple all-stars in their starting five, has a premier point guard in your starting five, has a second-year player who's looking awesome in your starting five, adding Caruso to your bench and more help and drafting very well in this year's draft and the previous year's draft because that's where they got Marco. So you're telling me a team that got better is now tied with the worst offseason moves with the team that got loose squares and ketchup, fired their coach, and then went and got Devontae Graham. That's what you're saying is the same to me right now. That's what you're telling me is the exact same thing. Those are just as bad. We're going to be tied with that. That's what you're saying. Ridiculous, atrocious, stupid, dumb. Now, Matt, I went into it and I was ready to snap. And then I actually read the whole thing. And then I read the article. And then I felt a little bit better. And I was like, okay, I see why they're mad. I kept reading. They weren't mad at the fit. They liked DeRozan as the player. They were mad at the money. Mm-hmm. And they thought the Bulls gave up too much.
Right.
So they didn't like they gave up Thad the first round in 2 seconds. And in addition to what they gave up for Vooch, the 2 first-round picks. So they're mad about picks. Let me tell you something right now about these picks. How have the Bulls looked with those picks over the past 4 years? Just let me ask you that question. How have they looked to you over these past 4 years with picks? Huh? Have we drafted high? Okay, let me see. 7? What we playing, craps? Like, what is grits and gravy out here? It's the Dice Championship.
7.
right. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing out here, man? Like, we haven't been good at that. The 1 year we had our draft pick, we got a really good player in Patrick Williams. And then we got Mark in the second round. And then this year we get first round talent in Ayo Dosunmu. And you're like, well, you got to need more picks. It's dumb. I don't agree with it. You know, it's just silly to have that kind of statement when you see a team get that much better and you're still like, So those are the worst moves I've seen all year, other than a team that traded for a six piece from Harold's. Like, this right. is ridiculous. Like, come on, guys. No.
Yeah. No. Right. And okay. So to follow up on what you were saying is why these executives and scouts didn't like these moves. They were actually quoted anonymously in this ESPN piece. So a Western Conference executive said giving up another first rounder to overpay DeRozan was the worst over the top move to get behind. And then an Eastern Conference scout said, I like the fit on the court, but they'd better win because if you don't, you're an expensive, bad team that can't rebuild. And on the tail of that comment is what I feel like a lot of NBA talking heads and maybe some of these executives are way over exaggerating when it comes to the fact that the Bulls have like mortgaged their entire future. It's like, yeah, you paid DeRozan a lot. Guess what? You paid him the exact same amount of money that the Heat paid Kyle Lowry. And Kyle Lowry's 35, not 32.
Great move.
And somebody on Twitter said, well, yeah, but Kyle Lowry's the better player. And I was like, is he? Go back and look at the last couple of seasons and look at the advanced stats. I'm talking win over, you know, value over replacement player. I'm talking box plus minus, win shares per 48. DeRozan's better than Lowry, okay?
He's 36.
He is.
Shout out Mark Phillips.
You know, get rid of that. He's not. So I don't know why that's so crazy. Right. But the other thing about like, oh, they've mortgaged all of their future. They have a first round pick next year. Like they gave up 2021 and 2023 Vooch. It's like everybody's like, the Bulls are out of picks. No, we have to convey one more to Orlando. And then a few years down the road, we got to convey one to San Antonio.
Yeah.
That's not the end of the world. Because you know what wins basketball games? Basketball players.
Bing!
You know what hasn't won the Bulls organization a lot of basketball games recently? Picks.
Bing!
Picks! There's this one hater that was in my replies yesterday and today about like, oh yeah, like enjoy watching the Bulls fight for that sixth seed. I can't believe they got rid of all these picks, you know, just to be the sixth seed. And I said to the dude, please lay out your plan to me. How you expect the Bulls to go from non-playoff team garbage immediately to title contender without the let's make the playoffs first step in between. And I would love for you to tell me how they do that trash to title contender in the span of a season while adding no talent to their active roster and hoarding future first round picks. Tell me how that works.
Oh,
I don't care if you're a Bulls fan on Twitter or an NBA executive or a scout. Tell me how that works. We got to do the middle step first.
Man, and then add to that, explain how you do that and keep Zach LaVine, who's in the last year of his contract, when you're telling him that you're not really trying to win. So how are you planning on doing that? And your Bears joint just fell right there. That was just awesome. That was awesome.
I'm trying to block out some of this glare.
No, that was him being mad. His anger made that fall off the wall. That's what happened right there. His like, anger just blew that away. That's insane. But yes, dude, explain to that. Like, how do you keep Zach LaVine then? If you don't do anything and you keep all these picks and you keep selling Zach on picks, 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 and he's seen the picks that have come through here before and you trying to tell him, yo, wait a little bit longer. You think he about to stay? I wouldn't. After what I just went through with Team USA, like, you think I'm trying to stay here? Absolutely not. I want to win. I am young and I want to win now. How can you do that? It's not smart, okay? They went and did the smart moves. They made the right moves. I like how everybody didn't mind the fit because, of course, Matt, that's what always been talked about is the fit. Does he fit? None like that. None of those executives had that issue. None of those scouts had that issue. All they wanted to talk about was money and picks. And, Matt, that's the biggest point of this. They'll be in the draft next year, and they'll have a first-round pick. And what he did, what AK and Eversley did, was bank on the fact that this team is going to be good in a couple of years. What they did was say in 2023, we don't plan on having a high first round pick available for Orlando to even pick on. You know what I'm saying? They don't plan on having the Spurs having a high pick when they go up for their pick in what, 20, whatever they got it. They don't plan on having a high pick at that time. But next year, yes, That is a smart plan because you're like, hey, we know we're not good enough to win the title. So, man, we can still add a number one. We can still add a first round pick to this team next year. That is brilliantly smart. Oh, I don't, you know, open your eyes. How you don't see this? How you don't see this?
I mean, look, Orlando did get lucky. And it's funny that Orlando got a lot of votes for the best move of the offseason. All they did was just let Jalen Suggs fall into their lap.
They made a draft pick. That's the best move of an offseason?
You know what that pick wasn't? It wasn't the Bulls pick that conveyed to them. That stayed at eight. So like you're saying, assuming the Bulls make a leap and aren't in the lottery next year, and the year following, certainly, then what? You're going to give Orlando the second of the two Vooch picks somewhere, you know, in the 20s? Like, and the pick that you did convey to them that ended up being a lottery pick, you got what? Mo Wagner's younger brother? So what are you upset about? Are you upset about the fact that you're convinced already that Mo Wagner's younger brother is going to turn into an NBA superstar and you'd rather take that chance than have all-star center Nikola Vucevic in his prime right now to play with Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and Alonzo Ball for the next couple of years? You'd rather have Mo Wagner's younger brother? Cool. Enjoy that. Don't live in that alternate reality.
That sounds cool. Let me read you one thing that one of these execs said in this, and I'm okay with this take. He said, because he's basically saying what we said. If you're Chicago, what else do you do? What are your alternatives? What are you waiting for? You have to do something. I don't think they could have improved on the court more than they did. They paid too much, but I like the basketball fit. That is what I'm okay with. If you think they paid too much for DeMar DeRozan again, cool. But you can't argue it to me from a basketball perspective. Guess what? You can't, because it makes sense. Because it's an awesome move and it's a good fit for this team that needed this player. And people are, oh man, you know, DeMar DeRozan, you paid too much. You didn't have to do that. You could have got something else. Who else was going to create a shot on this team? Point them out. Point this player out to me who was about to create the shot on this team. Show them to me. Who else is going to get you that bucket? Please, Matt, point it to me.
Denzel.
Somebody call my name. Somebody say need a shot creator.
There is a
40 footer.
There is a back half of this conversation and that point you just brought up of what else were they going to do? And it ties into something that Bobby Marks just released on Friday morning about a look ahead to the 2022 free agent class, because I think there's a lot of important context there as it relates to the Bulls and what they just did. So we will get to that in just a minute. First, though, a quick break to talk to y'all about our dear at Built Bar. Did you know Built Bar has so many delicious flavors that there is something out there for everyone? You can find your favorite flavor. You just got to try them all and figure out which one it is. Maybe it's raspberry. Maybe it's mint brownie. Maybe it's cookies and cream. If you haven't tried all of these Built Bars, you can get a mixed box at Built.com where you get two of each of their 9 OG and always available flavors so you can figure out which one is your favorite. Not only are the Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy for you too. Each Built Bar has either 17 or 18 grams of protein packed into each bar, while only having between 130 and 180 calories. Just 4 or 5 grams of sugar and 4 or 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavor, delicious taste, and they're all good for you. They were also the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. If they're good enough for medal-winning Olympians, they're good enough for you, who I'm guessing, listening to this podcast, not a medal-winning Olympian. And if you are, cool, hit us up. Tell us why you're listening to this podcast. In the meantime, though, all of our listeners should go to Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com.
Oh, brilliant. Wonderfully read. You know what, Matt? It's time for me to talk about one of my favorite things, and that's car parts. When I talk about car parts, you know who I think of? I think of people like Optimus Prime. You know why? Because I am a child. That's why. And when I think Optimus Prime, I'm like, you know what Optimus Prime would do? You know what Optimus Prime would do if something was wrong with him? He would go to Rock Auto. Why would he go to Rock Auto? Because he don't have to go to the store. You can't explain that I got to go in the store because I'm an 80-foot-tall robot. You can't explain that. But you know what you can do? You can click and order online. So if it's good enough for Optimus Prime, that means it should be good enough to you. You will save time and you will save money. You can spend less, what, 30%, 50%, or even 100% more. Why would you want to do that? Why would you go to a chain store or dealership and do that? Don't do that. Save yourself some money. Hang with Rock Auto. It's a family business serving those do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. The prices are reliably low for every customer. This is what you got to do. You just go to explore their easy-to-use website, find a solution to all of your auto part needs. Not some of them, but all of them. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts that are available for your car or your Optimus Prime truck. And this is what you do. And you listen to this too, Optimus. Listen up. You're right in Locked on your How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection. Reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. Turn it up, Bumblebee.
Rockauto.com. Beautiful.
I'm 6 years old.
If you're six, I'm two.
Yeah, that's about right.
With that, we now move on to the other piece of NBA writing that we wanted to cover today. This was the NBA Free Agency 2022 Look Ahead by Bobby Marks. Came out Friday morning. Now, it bridges what we were just talking about, which is, if you didn't like the Bulls' moves, what else should they have done? Answer, they should have done what they did.
Yeah.
The options are very limited otherwise, because Bulls fans have seen for years a front office, now thankfully the former front office, who was obsessed with maintaining financial flexibility and saving that cap space in the hopes that maybe someday, one day, one of the brightest stars in the league would look to Chicago and say, that's where I want to play. It never happened, but boy, do they always have the financial flexibility in case it did. Oh. And now you look ahead with this Marks piece. And as much as the 2021 free agent class dried up compared to what people thought it would be, the same thing is happening to the 2022 free agent class. Because before Lonzo and DeRozan and these offseason moves, what were Bulls fans hoping? Well, maybe in a couple of years, if the Brooklyn Nets experiment goes haywire, we can get Kevin Durant here. Have you seen him wearing a White Sox cap? Have you seen him wearing a Tony Kukoc jersey? We're going to get Kevin Durant. Or even, you know, a few weeks back, a month back before they won the title, even I sat here and said, boy, I would somehow love to still steal Giannis away from Milwaukee. But guess what?
Yeah.
He signed the Supermax. And he stayed in Milwaukee, and I think he's going to stay in Milwaukee. What about Kawhi Leonard? Oh, he's got that player option. Maybe we could steal Kawhi Leonard. Nope. Re-signed a giant deal to stay with the Clippers. So here's this interesting tidbit for you from Bobby Marks. In the 2022 free agent class, of the 191 projected free agents, only 33 of them can be considered starter-level players or better. 13 of those 33 are restricted free agents. Three of the 33, Harden, Kyrie, and Westbrook, will likely never see free agency. Harden and Irving are on track to sign long-term contract extensions. And when it comes to Westbrook, $44 million player option, he's either picking that up or he's going to renegotiate to stay with the Lakers. That's probably the most likely outcome there.
Right.
There is pretty much not much else. The two names behind that, as Bobby Marks lays them out, are Bradley Beal and our very own Zach LaVine.
Boom.
So anybody arguing we overpaid for DeRozan, we should have saved up to look ahead and maybe get a better star in 2022, that option doesn't exist. So the Bulls acted now. They acted now and got some solid talent added to this roster, because what do you think AK and Eversley had the wherewithal to look down the road and say, we can do this now or get screwed a year from now because nobody's getting free agency a year from now? What would you choose? Door A or door B? Because I'm taking door A that makes our team a heck of a lot better now instead of hoping for something that doesn't exist a year from now.
Oh, that's so brilliant. And it's true. I mean, when I saw these moves get made, Matt, what it signaled to me is they did this, like you said, to keep Zach LaVine happy. Like, you want to keep your star player and your best player happy. When DeMar DeRozan talked about why he was coming here, what did he mention over and over again? Zach LaVine. He mentioned that over and over again as a reason why I showed up here to play. When they asked Lonzo Ball about Zach, what did he say? Oh, he's a legend around here. I watched him all the time at UCLA. Because guess what? That's where Lonzo went. Yeah, Zach went there too. He said, I watched him all the time. He's the man around here. I know exactly his game because we paid attention. Caruso, I want to toss some lobs to Zach LaVine. They didn't talk about no other players on this team, y'all. They talked about Zach LaVine, not Patrick Williams. And they barely mentioned Vooch. The only person mentioned Vooch was the person who played with him in college. And that was DeMar DeRozan. Everything else was surrounded by Zach LaVine talk. He is the reason that these players are here. So you must appease this player because he's your best player. And like Matt just laid out for you, going into next year, your fridge is bare. You know what I'm saying? You know what you got? You got some Lowry Marketing hot sauce in your fridge. This is all you got in your fridge right now, guys. This is it. This is all yours in your fridge, okay? This ain't going to get it. So you have to sign this player. And you can do much worse than Zach LaVine. Bradley Beal, you know, is not leaving. I mean, Bradley Beal, you know, is leaving. Bradley Beal doesn't seem like he's a guy that's long for the Washington Wizards. I'd be surprised if he stayed. It's a good guess that he would leave. You know what I'm saying? The percentage is high, in my opinion, of him leaving. For me, with Zach, these moves were made with Zach in mind, and they talked to Zach to make these moves, which to me signaled, yo, they got a plan, and they talked this out with Zach, and they were like, yo, we're going to take care of you next year, but we got to get this done this year because we got to look like something. We're not going to waste you anymore. This is a move not to waste his talents anymore. So that's why I think Zach is staying. This is just my opinion as to why he's staying. But this is also why, Bulls fans, you can't go worried about, oh, we're going to get a free agent in here. No. Like, not next year. It's not looking like that. You stick with your star that got you. You stick with that gold medal winner that's looking right. You stick with the guy why your guys that you got are here for. And Vooch mentioned that he was here for Zach LaVine, too, but we ain't going to get into that either. So, yeah, you mentioned that, and you stick with that, and you hold tight to that. And you sign Zach LaVine, man, and then you keep this train rolling. That's how it goes.
And I think you're right. And we've even heard as much from Zach LaVine's own mouth that the new front office and Billy Donovan have been asking for his input since they arrived.
Yes.
And that they are building that relationship where Zach feels respected, he feels listened to, and that was not necessarily the case when certain other people were here a year and a half ago. That's not trivial. That's important, and I bet you they have talked to Zach about who do you want to get to come play here, and this is how we see us being competitive moving forward and doing so with you as our key piece. Going back to that list of free agents in 2022, I mean, this is hilarious, Dave. Bulls fans who were upset about spending money on DeRozan now.
Okay.
So Bobby Marks broke it down into tiers as far as what caliber of a player are you? Franchise player, all NBA player, all-star player, top starter, and then starter being the bottom category. Right. Let me just rattle these off for you.
Sure.
Harden and Beal, the only two franchise players. Harden, not an option. Going to renegotiate, going to sign a new deal with Brooklyn. As you just talked about, Beal, maybe the one big star who might be looking for a new location a year from now, or, you know, telling the Wizards midseason, hey, you know, it's not working. I want out. Whatever. Right. That is a question mark. So those are the two franchise players. All NBA, Kyrie Irving. Same as Harden. Gonna stick around. Gonna sign a new contract with Brooklyn. Two all-star tier players. LaVine and Westbrook. We've already covered Westbrook. Not happening. And also, I don't know if Bulls fans would want Westbrook.
They would not.
Here is the list of top starters of maybe like attainable, not super expensive, but good players in the 2022 free agent class. Kevin Huerter, Colin Sexton, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., Jaren Jackson Jr., Jonas Valanciunas, Mikal Bridges, DeAndre Ayton. Guess what? Every single one of the names that I just listed, not only is a meh name, Seven of the eight, with the exception being Aaron Gordon, are restricted free agents. And what do you bet DeAndre Ayton gets paid by Phoenix? What do you bet Jerry Jackson Jr. gets paid by Memphis?
Oh, my God.
That's basically a list of zero. So we've gone from franchise, All-NBA, All-Star, and top starter tiers of talent free agents next year, and you got one, and it's Aaron Gordon.
Your cupboard is bare. Your fridge is bare. Okay? That's all you got in it.
I would love to hear the plans of Bulls fans who didn't like this offseason's moves and were looking to wait for next year.
You know, and I think the other thing, Matt, that should be added into this is the teams that can actually afford to pay Zach LaVine. Because that is about – that's a very small amount of teams. It's about four teams, okay? And when you look at the teams that can pay him that money, that's going backwards for Zach, okay? Like, that's going back to what he was doing last year and the year before and the year before. You think he really wants to go do that again? After being around, you know, good players and being judged as a good player and then being around all this talent, he's like, you know what? Yeah, let me go play with a Plumlee. Yeah, let me go play with a Zeller. That's what I want to do. No, I don't think he wants to do that, guys. I think he wants to stay here in Chicago and be all right with that. That stuff matters. And also what Matt mentioned, which is also very important, your front office is listening to you. They are letting you help in these decisions, in the process of these decisions. Your coach really enjoys you and you enjoy your coach. You really like your front office. You like these guys. You going to trade all that away, you know, to go play with who? You know what I'm saying? Like yawn, gag, and snore? Who you going to play with, bro? Like, nah, you going to stay here. You going to get your money in Chicago and roll with that. So, yeah, guys, the cupboard's a bear. You pay Zach LaVine because he deserves to be paid because he is awesome. And you let that, and you roll with that. You know how good the Bulls are about to be so entertaining and fun. Zach isn't one going to miss out on that, man. He's just not.
I'm offended that you don't think that Zach LaVine, surrounded by two Plumlees and two Zellers, is a winning basketball team.
Okay. Look. Just as I say that, we get a text from John. You see the text? Just as we say that, I get this text from John. The Pistons, the Magic, and the Spurs are the three teams projected to have 2022 cap space. The Pistons, Magic, and Spurs. First of all, you think he would go to Orlando with Wendell?
He would love to reunite with Wendell Carter Jr., who did so much to help out Zach here in Chicago.
Can't wait to do that. The Pistons, clearly in a rebuild, even though Cade Cunningham is going to be awesome with them. Your boy Killian Hayes is also looking nice in that summer league, too. They're going to be nice. So what that sound like? That sound like they got two guard positions that are kind of straight right now. I don't know if they want to pay Zach LaVine all that money. I'm just saying, for him to go to Detroit. And then you got the Spurs, the team you just sent the untradeable Thaddeus Young to. That's the only piece you got right there that you can sell them on, right? We got your best friend. Your best friend is here. Well, what else you got? We got DeJounte Murray and some draft picks. Like, come on down. And we got the Riverwalk. You can go walk around there all day long. You can do that too. No, he ain't doing that, man. Like, come on, guys. Like, come on. All right, I'm done, man. I'm done.
I have heard that Zach LaVine, big fan of the Alamo, one of his favorite tourist spots.
He can't wait. Oh, can we walk around that again for the 15th time? Oh,
yes.
Oh, ask Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman loved San Antonio. Oh
my God.
Loved it. Loved it.
Loved it. So that's it for today. If any of you guys have any thoughts on what we just discussed today, either of these ESPN pieces, the scouts and executives panning DeRozan, or this Bobby Marks 2022 free agent class stuff, we would love to hear your thoughts, and we will add it to the conversation starting next week. That text and voicemail line number is 331-979-1369. You can also shoot us an email, lockedonbulls@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter. I am @Bulls_Peck. He is @Bow, BAWL Sports, and we are @LockedOnBulls. Thanks for listening. As always, quick reminder to subscribe to that YouTube channel, Locked On Bulls on YouTube, if you haven't already, so you can watch my shade cover fall down in the middle of an episode. I mean, how great was that? It certainly added a layer, and you people listening on the podcast don't know what I'm talking about.
Boom.
So subscribe to us on YouTube. Until next week, have a great weekend, Chicago and Bulls fans everywhere. For Big Dave, I'm Matt. Thanks for listening. See you, Red. Be good. Peace out.
I don't get it. It turns from a building into a robot, right?
Precisely.
Well, what's fun about that?